Now, I want to thank Yehuda Dov Reis for initiating this Zoom discussion. We are living in very precarious times. The level of danger is incredible, mind-boggling, unprecedented in a century. I repeat, there hasn't been anything like this in over a century, such a difficult plague which is threatening so many individuals throughout the globe. And we believe that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why I'd like to begin this session by reading the words of the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Tanios. Whoever has a Rambam can look it up. Hilchos Tanios and Rambam. I read very slowly and deliberately so it can sink in very carefully. There's a mitzvah, lizok, to pray to Hashem, al kotzara shetovo al hatzibur, which means any difficulty which besets an entire community, this is obviously such a case, we're supposed to daven to Hashem. He gives an example. Dever. Dever is magefa. That's one of the examples given by the Rambam. And in the past tense, zaku, they always prayed to Hashem to save them from the plague. It's part of tshuva. That when a tzara comes, and the yizaku, they'll cry out to Hashem, yedu hakol, everyone will know, shebiglal maseim haroyim, because of their misdeeds, hu alahen, somehow things are bad for them. As it says, quotes a pasuk, which teaches us that avonoseichem, it is your sins which cause this to happen. A pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perikei. V'zehu sheyigrom lahem lahosir atzara me'alehem. The Rambam in the opening two halachas tells us that it's only by praying to Hashem with the full recognition that the tzara comes from Hashem that we have the ability to lahosir atzara me'alehem, to remove the tzara, the problem, the plague, the devil, the magefa from our midst. And you may say, and what if we don't? So we'll stay the same? Listen to the words of the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. Avlam lo yizaku, if they will not pray to Hashem. Eliyomu dover zem yiminik ha'olam irolon. What happens is a natural event. After all, there was something started in China and spread to America and to Israel. But tzaras do nikrim nikris. It's purely a coincidence. Just happened to happen. It's not a direct result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence, and which relates to some extent to our sinful behavior. Harezu derech akzorius. This is cruelty. It's not merely a lack of religious conviction of Benonam Lamokom. It's cruelty Benonam Lachaveiro. Why? It will cause them to cling to the evil ways. Can lead to worse problems. Those who are reading what's going on know that these coronavirus cases are increasing exponentially. And in particular, within Orthodox Jewish communities. Hashem Yerachmei V'Yishma. Please take careful cognizance of what's happening in our own community. Zeh shekosu b'Torah. This is what the Torah says. V'alachtam imi b'keri. You will say things are coincidence. V'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. Hashem will make it worse, chalila. Kolomar, k'she'ovi aleichem tzara. I'll bring you a problem, a crisis. Kedei she'teshuvu. So you should do tshuva. Im tomoshu keri, if you think it's only coincidence, osif lachem chamas also keri, chas v'shalom. I want to tell you that the Chofetz Chaim when there was a problem, an earthquake in China 100 years ago, it only affected China, had no effect on the Jews in Europe at the time. He said and printed a beautiful letter, it's because of us. It's a warning sign for us. Yes, even if it would have been restricted to China, it would be a warning sign for us. How much more so when it spread to Eretz Yisrael, it spread to Europe, spreads to America. The most significant population centers of the people of Israel have been affected terribly already. And Chalila v'chas, we don't know what the future will hold. Every day, it's exponential. It's kilasa meruba michaverta. Every single day is worse. We have to hope it'll flatten out. And all the experts say the only way it can flatten out is if we self-quarantine, if we practice social distancing. I'm not here to give you instructions what to do. Your doctors are giving you instructions. The OU sent out something. Many other organizations sent out something. And they're getting more strict by the day. People have changed their minds, myself included, from Thursday night to Friday morning. Things are worse, we changed. Others are changing right after Shabbos. Others are changing today. The government is shutting things down. We have to be very careful. Chas v'shalom to violate a governmental requirement. Chalila. Not only could it endanger you or endanger somebody else, it can also lead to a chilul Hashem. Chas v'shalom. That's an Orthodox Jew is not keeping the laws of the land. It could be a churban, not only in terms of health, but also as a chilul Hashem. I implore every person on the Zoom to maintain the laws of the land as a minimum. I repeat, as a minimum. If you feel you want to be more strict, that's advisable. If you are either compromised or exposed, we're all exposed. Every person is exposed first, second, or third degree. If you're a first degree exposed to someone who's confirmed, you are required by law to observe a strict quarantine. I repeat, you're required by law to quarantine if you've been exposed to someone who has a confirmed case. You must keep that both from the halachic perspective and from the legal perspective. If someone you are sharing a residence with is compromised because of certain medical conditions, additional care is required in that situation. Let us go back to the Rambam. Rambam has told us that if something bad happens as a crisis in the community, we are to understand that we have to do tshuva. You have to cry out to Hashem. You have to tshuva and tefillah. Tshuva and tefillah. Now we have a third possibility called tztaka. Tshuva, tefillah, tztaka, by viewing this roach zera. A person should write a check that's stuck, even if you can't deliver it right now. And the fact that you wrote it is itself, as Rabbeinu Yonah explains, a fulfillment of tztaka and can protect us from evil decrees. This is the tzav hasha'ah. This is what everybody should be doing right now. Tshuva, tefillah, and tztaka. But I caution you again, the tefillah must be done in private, in your own home. The shuls are closed. Our shul closed already on Friday. Other shuls have closed since then. And one of the great rabbis who argued on Thursday evening to keep all the shuls open wrote, today all the shuls have to close. And if all the shuls will listen, it will lessen the impact of this crisis, of this epidemic, of this plague. If you are in a community where some shuls are still open, I received many calls today from Israel all the way to Brooklyn. This very situation, the shul is open. Should I go? I said, absolutely not. Stay home. Daven with greater kavanah at home, I give you my word, it's more accepted than davening in a shul. I was asked by someone a couple of days ago, he wants to say Kaddish for a yard site. This is what I told him. Kaddish is Yiskadol v'Yiskada Shmei Rabba. We're here to sanctify the name of Hashem. It's a greater sanctification of the name of Hashem if Orthodox Jews will obey the not only the absolute requirements of law, but even the recommendations of law. And there have been recommendations even since that day by the President of the United States of America, the governor of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I made serious recommendations and also enacted serious laws, as has been done in Eretz Yisrael as well. We are to keep these laws. This is the Kiddush Hashem. Chas v'shalom, no one should say that the Orthodox Jews violated the laws or even the recommendations, causing a further spread of this terrible coronavirus. Chas v'shalom should be said, as I repeat again, it's not only a question of health, it's also a question of Chil Hashem. Nobody wants to do Chil Hashem ever, especially in these times of crisis. These are my introductory remarks. I want to make one more tefillah remark and then focus on the tshuva aspect. Where is there a tefillah that we can pray to Hashem not to become affected by an illness? You say, Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe. If someone is sick, we pray to Hashem that he should heal us. That's true. Because it's certainly appropriate for anyone who has any kind of illness, minor or severe. But what about someone who wants to be protected from an illness? Rifa'enu doesn't sound as if it's speaking to that situation. One of my friends called me and told me that Rav Yashiv said that if a person who is healthy and has intention during the Rifa'enu, it's a hefsek. That's not what Rifa'enu is all about. So then where do you have it? Where is there a tefillah that tells us we pray to Hashem to keep us healthy? So the answer was given to me. It's something we say numerous times a day. It's called the bracha of Asher Yotzer. In the bracha of Asher Yotzer, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should keep us healthy. We know he made systems in our body. The particular systems are not what the virus presently is all about that tell us that we have to say the Asher Yotzer. We know different part of the bodily systems. But nonetheless, we say there that a person cannot survive without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's amazing construction of the human body. And we conclude, Rofechol Basar Umafti Lasos, which means that everyone should not only become healed, but also should stay healthy. Stay healthy. And where do we find such a concept of a Rofe keeping us healthy? It's a Pasuk Mefurash in Parshas B'Shalach. You say, Kol Amachla Lo Osim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofe Echa. Rofe Echa tells us not only to cure ills and sicknesses which have already taken effect, but also Lo Osim Alecha, the Machla I will not place upon you. And therefore the title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Rofe Echa, is exactly the word that's used, Rofecha Basara Maftil Asos. Hashem is constantly healing us by protecting us from this terrible disease. As I said earlier, we are all exposed. First, second, or third degree, everybody's exposed. And whether someone who's exposed will in fact become sick is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to relieve us of our responsibilities to take every precaution, but it can be said of an individual who did not take a precaution, was exposed, despite that fact, will not get this virus, and somebody else who took every precaution, and chas v'chalila, can get the virus. We are in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. If nothing else, this crisis has demonstrated how much humanity throughout the world is in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Yes, we are required to take drastic actions. The more drastic the actions, the better chance we have of leveling the level of the virus spreading, as was done in certain countries where they took quick action, they had a better chance of containing it. Those who delayed, chas v'chalila, are seeing now, and will see even more in the future, terrible results. The United States of America, it's problematic. We took steps perhaps a bit too late. Our medical care system is not the best in the world. There are those countries that have many more hospital beds and especially ICU beds than we have. There's a fear of a collapse of the entire medical system. This is what led the doctors to change their minds overnight on Thursday night. Number one, the fact that the hospitals are beginning already to be overburdened. This led the pioneers, we questioned them, I myself questioned them, when they received news on Wednesday in Bergen County that the system is collapsing. They took the unprecedented step of releasing a statement, closing all the shuls. At that point in time, where I live, the system was not yet overburdened, but a day later it was, and we followed suit by closing the shuls. Other communities, for some reason, are not taking these steps. We feel that they should be taking these steps. But if there's a synagogue in your community, which is still open, I implore, do not go. In addition, I implore that you stay home, dab with tremendous kavana, and do not attempt to make outdoor minyanim. I know that there was a picture taken of the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Lau Shlita, in his hometown, original hometown of Modi'in, with 10 people spread out in a park. Number one, that's a few days ago. I don't know if you do it today. Number two, even granted that what happened there was medically appropriate, the problem is that it's impossible to stop it at that. I have on good authority, authority of leading rabbinical figures and leading medical figures, both coming from conference calls, one on Sunday and one on Monday, that even if an outdoor minyan begins with 10 people 7 feet apart, unfortunately, if it gets too cold, people go inside. And unfortunately, if people see a minyan, we have an instinct to join the minyan. According to one doctor, I believe it was in Baltimore, started with 10 people in an outdoor minyan on Motzei Shabbos, and by the time it ended, there were 45 people too close to each other. If I have it straight, it was a minyan Motzei Shabbos in the New York area, started outside, it got too cold, and went inside. These are terrible situations. We have to, what we call in our language, a low plug. No distinction should be made, and therefore everyone should stay home and daven at home. I give you my word, your davening at home is more effective, it's with greater kavana, not leading chalila to endanger yourself or others, not leading to a chilul Hashem. This is what should be done by everybody in all situations. The only exception that might be carved out in certain cases is what we call life cycle events. I cannot address that on this Zoom because there are too many parameters, too many distinctions. All kinds of life cycle events should be discussed with local rabbinic authority as to how they should be observed. I repeat again, if not for life cycle events, everyone should stay home and daven at home. It is not the time to go into the specifics, but even in life cycle events, I'll give one example. Someone asked me an hour ago, what if I had a baby girl, I want to name the baby. What do? I said, open a sitter, say the Mishaberach, Vikore Shmo B'Yisrael, this girl and her parents and her father's name, and the Natzchul Shivigadol, the Torah, the Chupul, the Masim Tov, and Beno Maromein, and that's it, the baby has a name. There's no need for a minyan, there's no need for a shul. Obviously, a bris is somewhat different. I'm just giving examples of how we can curtail even life cycle events where and when it is appropriate. I'd like to continue in the second part of today's Zoom session to talk a little bit about tshuva. We spoke about tefillah. We mentioned briefly tzedakah. Let's talk a little bit about tshuva. The Rambam insists that we do tefillah, and he says, "V'dover zeh midarkei ha-tshuva." He insists on tshuva as well. Of course, tshuva is forever. We have to have charata, we have to regret our misdeeds, we have to have vidui, to confess our sins, we have to have kabbalah, acceptance to not to do it again. These things are obvious. But we can talk about every sin in the whole wide world. I want to focus on one. One and one, only one. And my basis for this is as follows. What we have now is called in Eretz Yisrael, bididut, confinement. The word badad is found in a number of times in the Torah, but I want to focus on one of them. Badad yeshev michutz l'machaneh moshavo, in the context of someone who suffers from tzaras. Why am I discussing tzaras right now? A number of reasons. We know that tzaras is caused primarily by lishon hara, and the kind of machlokes that is often generated by the Lashon Hara. And I want to make two significant points. The first goes back to the Gedolim of previous generations. Most famously, what's passed around is a letter from Rabbi Akiva Eger from 1831 cholera epidemic. We limited davening to 15 people, but in order to enforce it, he asked the government to appoint a sentry at the door. Why did he do it himself? The Gaboim. The answer is people just don't listen. The government. And unfortunately, shuls and schools which didn't close out in time were closed down by the government, which is unfortunate. We have to wait till the government to close us down. But getting back to the main point, he said a segula goes back to the Marit centuries earlier to prevent a plague is to say the parsha of Ketores. Why Ketores? Because with respect to Ketores, it says Vateyotzar Hamagefa. This idea emanates from an earlier source. I have in front of me a Medrash Tanchuma at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh was the parsha that we know was just preceding the tremendous explosion of the virus. That was the parsha we read, Parsha Zachar, before Purim. By the time the next week came around, most shoes were closed. The words of Re'eh Kamachava Vakatoris, Chayadeh Akatoris, Netzra HaMagefa. This is what it says. Rabbi Kivega said, good idea, others before him. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody says it every day. Here Nusach Sfar says it every day. Even Nusach Ashkenaz should say it every day, which I've done since then. We say, Peter Maktoris, you look in your Shabbos Musaf Davening and say it every single day, even if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz ordinarily. Now, where does it say? Where's the pasuk which says, where? Quotes a pasuk. The pasuk comes from Bamidbar, Perek Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. This is Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach. What's Korach? What's the Machlokas Shalol Shem Shemayim? Machlokas Korach Vadoso. And therefore, if you want to stop the Magefa, it's not enough to say the Parshas HaKtoris. You have to learn the lesson that the Parsha of Torah signifies Vateyotzer Magefa, the Magefa of Adas Korach. We have to stop Machlokas. We have to find better ways to increase Shalom in our communities. If there's somebody that you know with whom you've had some kind of altercation, I beg you, call them up and ask for Mechila, ask them to make Shalom, even if you would not do it in ordinary times. You want to save yourself and your neighbors in Klal Yisrael and the whole world, this is what to do. Stop Machlokas. Stop Machlokas by trying, even at a long distance, the phones work. Call somebody up who had an altercation and say, I beg for Mechila. Let's make Shalom. Let's be friends. This is the way to go against the Machlokas Korach Vadaso, which to my mind is even more important than reciting the Parsha of Ketores. Yes, the parasha of Ketores was Magefah Netzora, but the Magefah was the Magefah from Adas Korach. We have to make sure Lo Yirke Korach Vadaso, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Korach. We should not replicate the kinds of Machlokas which caused the Magefah in the first place. This can lead us to Vateyotzer Magefah B'mheir of Yomenu. It's very important to do whatever you can to make Shalom. But as I said before, and I want to conclude with this, Bodod Yeshev Michutz HaMachaneh Moshavo. This is important as we are approaching the holiday of Pesach in particular. The first Mishnah says, Oral Arba Osar Bolkin HaSachom HaSior HaNer. The Gemara tells us that Or is Lishna Ma'alya. Lishna Ma'alya means, it's a proper Lashon, it means night, but Or means light as well. And the Torah tells us the Torah went out of its way, eight extra letters, Asher Einena Tohora, instead of Temea in Parshas Noach. What it tells you, that even on Pesach, why is it in Pesach on that base? Even on Pesach, Pesach is we're supposed to talk and talk and talk and talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even then, we have to be careful about how we speak. How do we speak? We have to be so careful not to say anything which could be interpreted negatively. If you look in the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Shmos, Moshe said, what did Yisrael do to be deserved to be in Mitzrayim? He heard someone say, Lashon Hara b'neihem, Eich yu ra'uyin ligoyel. How can they be saved from Mitzrayim if there's too much Lashon Hara? This month coming up from Purim and Pesach, the Chodesh of Geula, we have to prepare ourselves for the Geula, to be roy, to be worthy. How do we do it? Not just by cleaning the kitchen, which is important, not just by taking care of what comes into our mouths, which is very important in Pesach, but what comes out of our mouths. What comes out of our mouths? What are we saying? How are we expressing ourselves? Are we talking what we call b'loshon nekiya? That's a din d'oraisa. Loshon hara is a din menatorah. Most prohibitions that a person may violate at Pesach are most with the Rabbanon. It's interesting, in the parsha of Bodo Yeshev, the parsha of Mitzora, the Medrash says, Mitzora is Mosi Shemra. Mosi Shemra. And the Goyim come for Lashon Hara. The story of Miriam. Miriam said something she shouldn't have said, and she was afflicted immediately with Saras. Even Aaron, who sort of accepted it, was punished. So we have to be so careful not to say Lashon Hara at this particular juncture. The Tanchuma says that Lashon Hara is more serious in some ways than the three cardinal sins. Avodah Zarah, Gilirah, Shvichah Zamin. Amazing. Lashon Hara keneged kulam. And the Chofetz Chaim explains in the first paragraph of Shmiras HaLashon. Why? In the positive sense, Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. That's what distinguishes us from the animals. We have the ability to talk properly, to think properly. This is why it's considered to be keneged kulam. So too, chas v'chalila, in the negative sense. The negative sense, a person can chas v'shalom take what made him into a special human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us from Ofer min Adama. He put into us a ruach chayim, and it became supreme, a nefesh chaya, a ruach memalala. Explains the Tanchuma and based on Chafetz Chaim, if we are Talmud Torah is connected kulam in the positive, Lashon Hara is connected kulam in the negative, as the Tanchuma explains. And Chazal go further in the Tanchuma, and they say, Hakol toli b'loshon. Everything depends upon how we speak. Everything depends on how we speak. A person talks about Torah, Zocha l'chayim, and Marpa l'loshon sam chayim, Chalila v'loshon hara, Mischaye benav sholomus. As Shlomo HaMelech said, Hachayim v'hamoves biyad haloshon. There's no better time than now to curtail the Magefa by avoiding Lashon Hara. It's the Pasuk. We know the Pasuk. Mi yesh chafetz chayim? Who? What does he do? What does he want? He wants to have chayim. Liros tov. He wants to have arichas yamim. Two things. One, Nitzor Lashon Chameira. And two, Bakei Sholom V'Radfeyu. Exactly as I said, the Magefa of Korach was Machlokas. We have to look for Sholom. And Bodod Yeshev, the Bididut, the quarantines, are based upon Lashon Hara, as the Chazal tell us in Parshas Mitzora. We have to stop these two things completely. It's such an important thing. We have to be so careful in how we conduct ourselves. We have to be so careful not to be involved in, how should we say it, congregations that get together with Lashon Hara. One good thing of quarantine, you can't get together on a park bench and talk Lashon Hara. Can't get together in a restaurant or pizza shop and talk Lashon Hara. But Lashon Hara can also be said on the phone. Be more careful as you speak on the telephone with respect to Lashon Hara. It's very, very, very important. It's such an important thing. We have to be so careful. Every davening, Elokai Nitzor Lashoni Meira. That's the only thing we say. The last paragraph, after stopping the whole Shmoneh Esrei with Kavana, we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu Nitzor Lashoni Meira. Unfortunately, there are people who are involved in this, and involved in this in some ways, I say as follows. We say, Ayin Roa V'Ozen Shomas, which means everything with, I'm now on a Zoom. I never heard of Zoom until recently. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Zoom from Sheish to Mebereshis. Everything we say, Ayin Roa V'Ozen Shomas, V'Chom Asecha B'Sefer Nechtovim, a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. How embarrassing would it be if we hear a recording of ourselves saying things which we shouldn't be saying. People sometimes go to shul and talk in the middle of davening, which they shouldn't be talking, or they're saying things which are negative, lashon hara, which they shouldn't be saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to everything we're saying. Imagine hearing that recording, how embarrassed we would be if we went to even a secular court in front of a secular king. How much more so, Melech, Malchei, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are very, very, very concerned about this. We have to try during these periods of time to say more Tehillim. Tehillim is very important. The Rabbanut has said to say Tehillim, three prakim, Perek Chav, Kuf Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed in Tehillim. That's Lam Natzeach, Shir Lamal, Shir Hamal, Smim Amakim. This is so important. We have to be so careful in how we conduct ourselves. It's not a time to go into all the details of Lashon Hara. There's also a Sefer Chafetz Chaim about it. Please look there if you have an opportunity to do so. We are now approaching the holiday of Pesach. Pesach. V'igadata l'bincha. You must teach your children. The most powerful, impactful way to teach children is not by words, but by modeling. By setting an example for your children that you are learning more Torah, davening with more kavana. Many young children never see their father daven. They don't go to shul. They never saw their father in talis and tefillin. All of a sudden, youngsters, boys, even more so girls, seeing their father in talis and tefillin, they maybe never even saw him before in tefillin because he wears tefillin in shul and not at home. They don't go to shul during the week. Now they see their father in talis and tefillin. And how is he davening at home? Many people, I even include myself, can have more kavan at home than in shul. In shul, the people looking at you, and some people, maybe they're going to rush you. You're a little self-conscious not to daven too long or too slowly, as if some kind of a tzaddik you are, and you want to blend in with the rest of the people who are davening more quickly. When you daven at home, these constraints do not exist. These constraints do not exist. For those who are davening at home, I recommend, if possible, the Davnik of Vasikin. Vasikin, now the sun rises, at least in New York, approximately 7 o'clock. Again, if you can't, you can't. I'm not advocating this. I'm not a Vasikin fan in general. If a person has a new schedule based on his home balance situation, it's preferred to daven Vasikin. I'll tell you one story. I was supposed to daven Vasikin on Shabbos. Woke up early enough, much, much early enough, probably an hour or two before the sun rose in New York City. And I was programmed to daven Vasikin. I know how long it takes. I believe the Vasikin is fulfilled as long as you get the Shemoneh Esrei within 2 minutes of the official sunrise. It's impossible to have the sunrise precise to the second. Your clock is not precise to the very second. Within 2 minutes, that's while the sun is rising. And I believe I made it, but just barely, because when I got to Nishmas, I started crying. I don't want to discuss which line of Nishmas it was. I was crying. How can you not cry when so many lives are in danger? And a day later, on a phone call, someone was saying how people he knows from New Rochelle, where it started here in our community, in New York City area, are hovering ben hachayim uben hamavos, literally between life and death. I just started crying on the phone. And I hung up, I kept crying. Crying is sharei demo slo ninalu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he closes the gates of prayer, does not close the gates of tears. I'm not expressing any idea of shedding crocodile tears. If you don't have it in your system, people are more emotional than others. Perhaps I'm more emotional than the average individual. But if a person sheds tears during davening, typically, I'm not such a big tzaddik. The tears that I shed, as a rule, are 3 days a year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Otherwise, I'm not in that category of the big tzaddik. But we're now in that kind of situation. Well, now we said on Yom Hashanah Yom Kippur, Miyichya Miyamus, Yibekisa Milo Bekisa, we had tremendous kavanah, many of us were crying. But then we said, Niba Rash, Niba Magefa, we ran through it. Who's even thinking about a Magefa in our world? Well, we were wrong. We now are in the middle of a terrible Magefa, the likes of which, as I said earlier, have not been seen in over a century. And we have to be so, so careful to see to it. We do whatever we can to curtail this Magefa. It's an obligation on each and every member of Klal Yisrael. Every single one. Every single one. Parents should model the absence of Lashon Hara in their homes. I remember when I grew up in my home, my parents, I can't say what happened in private, but they would never say Lashon Hara in the presence of the children. And this is an obligation of every person to model it, especially in these very difficult times. Hamavis Lachayim Biyad HaLosho. And our Golos in Mitzrayim was extended because of the Lashon Hara, as the Medrash says. And if we will be able to eliminate this Lashon Hara, we have a much greater chance to have a Geula from the terrible coronar of Iris, and even a Geula Shlema, which we all hope for. To summarize, we are facing a terrible crisis. The Rambam tells us that the crisis exists because of our sinful behavior. You may ask, how is that possible if the entire world is engulfed in a crisis? Answer, the Chafetz Chaim said the crisis exists even if we are not directly involved. It stays in China. He says it's a warning sign for Am Yisrael. How much more so when Am Yisrael is affected? Please maintain all government laws as a minimum. It's recommended that you follow even what we call the recommendations of the government, even if they're not mandated by law. If you are sick, you should not go out. That's by law. If someone living with you in the house is compromised, should not go out because you make Khalilah get it and give it to that person who will be very, very endangered by this. We have to maintain all the possible precautions which are recommended or even mandated by the government and by the doctors and by the responsible Rabbanim and our communities. In addition, as the Rambam taught us, we have to look inward. It's very easy to blame this Magefa on sins of the outside world. And perhaps it is those sins that have caused this Magefa. I advise you to look in Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, Pirkei Davin. But we can't fix the world. We can only try to fix ourselves. Ourselves as the community of Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and ourselves individually. The community consists of individuals. And we have to each one look inwardly to do tshuva, to daven, to give tzedakah, and primarily to do tshuva with charata and vidui and kabbalah, as the Rambam teaches us. And if we don't, chalila v'chas, we say it's a coincidence. We are avzorim. We are cruel. We are not only lacking in benodim lamakom, we don't recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu's divine providence, but we're being cruel to ourselves and to others, because chas v'shalom carried lead to Hamas carry, as the Rambam said. And in particular, the tefillah should be with greater kavan at home, and the tshuva should be on all of our averis, but specifically on two of them. Number one, machlokas. Everyone says shepita maktores ha-magefa ne-tzara. It was a magefa of adas korach. And therefore, we have to be careful. Number two, bodod yeshev. It's found in the context of Pashas Mitzora, Tazria Mitzora, but Tzoras. Tzoras comes from Lashon Hara, as Chazal tell us. So we have to be more careful in that as well. And just to summarize, as I said, Mi Yeshech HaFetz Chaim Avraham L'Rastov, Nitzor L'Shon Chameira, number one. And after the generality of Sumer Rabbi Seytov, Bakesh Sholom V'Radfeyu, avoiding the mistakes of Korach and the mistakes of the Mitzora, as recorded in the Parsha in Sefer Vayikra. If we do this, each and every one of us will be doing our share, that this Tzora should disappear. The recognition, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all divine providence, nothing is by chance. And with our responsible, proper, spiritual attitudes of taking the blame for ourselves, not others, certainly not calling it a coincidence, you and I, together, all of us on the Zoom and all of Klal Yisrael, can do our respective shares to bring this Magefa to a quick end. We conclude with the words we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Mina Magefa Minachal Asecha, Amen V'Amen. And thank you for listening.